Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Let's face it, life's good, but life can be hard, and couldn't we all use a good laugh right about now? Well, comedian Sarah Barnhart certainly thinks so, and she's more than happy to accommodate you at the Comedy Potluck every second Tuesday and fourth Saturday of the month at the Community Arts Cafe Underground Theater in Winston-Salem.
I just love physical comedy. I think it's a huge part, just with movies, when a character falls out of the frame. I love that every time. I love it. So I just love physical comedy, and I think you've got comics and you've got comedians, and this is one thing I've always talked about. Comics might say something in a funny way, but a comedian says funny things. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm more of a comedic comic. So I'm more funny in the way I say things, or the way I, maybe what I do while I'm saying things. If I just get up there and say my material, it's not going to be as effective. The scary thing with comedy is you get that instant feedback as to whether or not what you're doing is working. So I've always compared it just to dramatic acting, which no one's supposed to laugh with dramatic acting. So when you're up there doing your thing, it gets to the end of the show and then you'll get the applause. And with comedy, though, you want to hear those laughs. If you don't hear them, you try not to let it affect you. Like, I try to listen to the laughter in my head because there's a lot in there.
That's great. I want to probe a little deeper into that self-talk that when you're hearing a cricket and not the giggles that you want to hear, to get you back in the moment. Because, I mean, I imagine what a battle it must be going on up there.
Well, it used to scare me and freak me out, and I would kind of tense up and I'd get really nervous. Now I just am like, okay, I just roll with it. And the way I've delivered has changed recently, actually. I used to try to just get up there and talk like I didn't think any of it was funny. And then if I got a laugh, that was extra exciting. It's like I would just keep talking and they never know what I intended to be funny. So when they laughed, it's like, that's what I meant. That's what I wanted you to laugh at. That other stuff, no. But now it's kind of changed a little bit. But if I don't get a laugh, I just can pause for a second and just keep going. And it doesn't bother me too much because every crowd is different. Yeah. I did the same, almost the exact same set within a week and a half of each other and two different places. And the responses were totally different with each bit that I did.
All within the triad?
Mm-hmm.
I could set you up for a little just going off on something. Like, Sarah, based on the video, you're not going to be getting any plastic surgery of any kind at any time. Tell me about false advertising. Could you? Here's your hand off.
All right, let's see. Give me a second.
Yeah.
I know you can't really see over the radio, but I don't have exactly what people would call an hourglass figure. Nevertheless, you know, I'm 26. I'm still able to tell that time is running out, you know. And, you know, there are lots of things that ladies do to beef up their hourglass figures.
Huh.
And probably the cheapest, least painful thing would be to buy a padded bra. But I'm not going to do that, personally, because that is what you call false advertising. What you see is what you get. It's the way it should be.
I appreciate that.
Or in my case, what you don't see is what you don't get.
Winston-Salem native, comedian, actress, Sarah Barnhart. Sarah is also the owner of the Dueling Butter Knives, a website devoted to sketch comedy and comedic marketing. You can hear Sarah in action at the Comedy Potluck every second Tuesday and fourth Saturday of the month at the Community Arts Cafe Underground Theater in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.